The oil industry was dealt a devastating blow by the pandemic. So will vaccines mean a return to big profits for oil? Not so fast. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, look beyond the pandemic headlines and oil companies have a lot more to worry about.
Oil producers can blame the coronavirus for a lot of their woes. Lockdowns sent demand cratering. Crude prices even went negative for the first time in history.
The refiners don't want it. There's no storage space left, so sellers are literally paying buyers to take this stuff off their hands.
But the virus didn't cause the storms.
In September, we had 5 concurrent cyclones in the Gulf of Mexico happening at the same time, which was a sight to behold.
Sammy Yahya is an analyst with S&P Global Platts. He says for oil production in the Gulf of Mexico, this was the worst hurricane season in 12 years. 2 major hurricanes hit back to back.
We're sort of getting to nearly recover from Delta, and then Zeta comes in, and it's like, don't leave me out of the party.
This is just the second time in history the National Hurricane Center ran out of its list of names and dipped into Greek letters. As for the future, scientists expect hurricanes to get more destructive over time as a result of the global warming that the oil industry contributes to. There were other storm clouds too, geopolitical ones.
Prior to COVID, actually days prior to the lockdowns, we had entered into a market share war.
Sarp Ozkan is with the energy analytics company Enverus. At the beginning of 2020, Russia and Saudi Arabia were each trying to claim more of the oil market. They slashed prices so low that barely any producers could turn a profit. This put U.S. producers in a pickle. A lot of them hadn't been turning profits to begin with. Their investors were already losing money and losing patience. Now they were pinched between hostile rivals and frustrated funders. Then came the lockdowns and the collapse of the oil market. Producers everywhere slashed investments and merged together just to survive. But Ozkan argues U.S. producers would have been in survival mode even without the virus.
Either way, I think we would have ended up with sort of the same sort of scenario.
Meanwhile, the oil industry as a whole faces an even bigger battle for survival. A growing number of the world's most powerful people acknowledge the profound dangers of climate change and the need to reduce carbon emissions swiftly. This year, governments from China to California announced bans on new gasoline-powered cars. Climate-focused companies are surging on Wall Street, and powerful money managers like BlackRock are factoring emissions into their investments. Amy Myers Jaffe is a research professor at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. She says this is not about the virus.
All of those things, I believe, would still have happened. They just intensified because of the collapse in oil demand. But all of those trends were coming.
Right now, the world is not on track to meet its climate goals. To do that would mean a future where the world uses way less oil. That would involve a massive transformation of the global economy, and oil companies will have to pivot. A growing number of oil executives are starting to acknowledge this.
You know, this is a big story. It's going to be a big 2021 story, but it started in 2020.
Oil demand is expected to rise next year as vaccines are distributed, but oil producers face a host of challenges that can't be cured with a shot. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.